Rama resides at Panchavati. Soon Rama, along with Sita and Lakshmana, went to sage Agastya's hermitage. Agastya asked Rama to move to Panchavati on the banks of the Godavari river. Agastya mentioned that beside that place was Dandakaranya, where sages lived. He said that the entire forest region was under a curse and had become the haunt of demonic yakshas. Agastya believed that with Rama's presence, all the demons and rakshasas would be destroyed, and once again the monks and sadhakas would be able to live peacefully. As soon as Rama, Sita and Lakshmana entered Dandakaranya, trees got back their leaves and looked green. Creepers that dried up came back to life again. While Rama was under the cool shades of a spreading tree, he called his brother Lakshmana and asked him to select a place of his choice for the cottage. Lakshmana felt pained, for if he had a preference of his own, how could he be a fit servant of Rama? Rama understood this and selected a spot for the cottage to be constructed. One day, Shurpanakha, the sister of Ravana, happened to see Lakshmana and was attracted by his halo of goodness. Ravana was then the most powerful Asura king who ruled in Lanka. Shurpanakha assumed the form of a pretty lady and tried to attract Lakshmana, as she wanted to marry him. Lakshmana said that he was the slave of Rama and followed only his commands. Shurpanakha next wanted to marry Rama but was unsuccessful. She thought that Sita stood in her way, and she tried to attack Sita to devour her. At Rama's order, Lakshmana cut off the nose and ears of Shurpanakha. She ran away in pain to seek help from her Asura brothers Kara and Dushana, who were in the forest. Soon they returned with an army of 14,000 ogresses. As per Rama's order, Lakshmana took Sita to a cave and kept vigil. Rama approached the army with a smile, and soon the entire army, including Kara and Dushana, were killed.